Hi, dictation for Marshart McDaniel, Marshat, McDaniel. Date of service is 10/25/2023. Date of birth 11/5/1982. Date of accident is 10/20/2022. A patient presents for a follow-up visit. She reports that her pain in the lower back, more towards the right side and right hip, is around 8. And she does experience some pain in the middle back as well as mild pain in the neck area to the tune of 6, and weakness of the left arm is reported at 4/5 motor power. She also reports of having some numbness occasionally in the fingers, and she has pain in the shooting pain in the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly, all the way to the ankle without affecting the foot and the toes. So pain level is varying from 6 to 8 according to the patient. ADLs are affected 6. 70% relief is obtained so far from the current treatment. Please review the chart for all the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 108/77, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 10/12/2023, dictation number 1108-132. Please mention all of that, including extremities examination. The left upper extremity is slightly weaker, 4/5. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is as follows. An MRI was ordered for the cervical spine and the thoracic spine. Lumbar spine MRI was completely normal. However, there was a motor weakness of the left arm, and hence we went ahead with the MRI. The MRI was done on 10/20/2023 and is reported as follows. There is a disc herniation at C3-4 with annular fissures injured without the evidence of cord abutment. There is a disc herniation at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. In the thoracic spine MRI, it is reported that the patient has prominence of the dorsal epidural fat with mild to moderate narrowing of the thecal sac from T2, T3 to T9 and 10 levels. The patient was advised that she is having an abnormal adipose tissue deposit. As long as there are no significant symptoms, no abnormal breathing or no radiation pain, nothing need to be done except an observation is needed. She can be referred to a neurosurgery. She also is found to have a cyst in the right hepatic lobe, for which she has been referred to Dr. Haddad, who is the primary care physician. Patient is advised she could try one or two injections to the thoracic epidural and try to lose weight and repeat the MRI in 6 months' time. She's also advised about cervical epidural injections that can be given to bring further relief, especially due to the weakness of the left arm. She is also advised to have the right sacroiliac joint injection to bring further help. And even a right hip bursa injection can be provided. The patient also is ordered to continue her therapy. Medications are continuing, and she'll be seen on 11/12/2023 to make further decisions. Thank you.